Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Roberta Matchison is here. Roberta is a new friend. She's the CEO of Matchison Consulting. She's an instructor at Sam's Club's Virtual Seminar University for Small Business. She's the author of a new book called Evergreen Talent, A Guide to Hiring and Cultivating a Sustainable Workforce. And she's our new friend. Roberta, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. I got to ask you, I was telling the audience I was going to tease you about this a little bit. You're a sustainable workforce. Are these solar powered? Are they wind powered? When you say sustainable workforce, what do you mean?
I mean a workforce that can remain in place regardless of what's happening around you. So in any economy, I mean, lots of people will say, oh, you know, I don't need to worry about talent. The economy at some point will go the other way. There'll be lots of people. But when that happens, there'll be, a whole lot of other problems. So this is a workforce that, regardless of the economic conditions, will stand tall for years to come.
I like the way you did that, Roberta. And, I've done quite a bit of programming on the show with sustainability experts, people who were, obviously they were talking about resources, and that's exactly right. I mean, I think you got the word right there, because sustainability means that you can continue to march with the resources you have around you, that you don't waste resources, that you save as much and repurpose as much as you can. And you're talking about a workforce that, as you say, with regardless of what's going on around you, your people still stand tall. If you have to pivot, they pivot with you, right?
Exactly. And, I mean, there's no more important resource that an organization has than their people.
That's right. That's exactly right. So one of the things I have to ask you, though, is the challenge. I think most of the people listening out there who are employers, the challenge they're probably going to say back to you is, I do want to have a sustainable workforce, but right now I could grow my business 25% if I could just hire two more people, and I can't find anybody to hire. What do you say to those people?
Well, I would say that you need to invest as much as you invest in your sales process, in your process for looking for people. A lot of times, organizations will tell me, especially small businesses, that, they've got this whole big strategy and for finding people. And that strategy usually consists of maybe, posting a $5 ad on Craigslist.
Right.
And then complaining that they can't find people. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just not how people are found these days.
Well, the thing that small business owners have had to do all along, as you well know, is we're not a broadcasting kind of entity. Our business models are more, we target customers, and we find the best ones to work with us who share our values and they want the best. They want customization. We find those people. We don't try to conquer the world. And I fear, and I think this is what you're onto. I fear that small business owners don't treat their own employee acquisition strategy that way. They do the broadcasting thing. They try to go out into the world instead of taking maybe, the best small business owners I know might take 3 years to find the right person. They do it well in advance and they identify somebody and they may cultivate them over a period of time. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a great strategy if you can wait that long. However, I mean, the reality is for most business owners, they do need to have somebody in a role in order to continue to fuel their business growth. So there are lots of ways to accelerate that relationship. But you really brought up a great point, this whole idea of, you know, going out and finding customers. Well, if you apply the same principles to going out and finding your next employee, you'll be very well positioned.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put the same amount of effort into it, and if you put the same resources, and, you know, I mean, I don't think you'd hesitate to take out a potential customer to $100 a plate dinner. I think you'd be like, this
right.
is a great investment.
Right.
But, you know, the idea of, you know, wining and dining like your favorite candidate that you really want to come work for your organization, or taking this candidate and their partner out for dinner, most small business people would say, well, I can't afford that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd say you can't afford not to do that in this time, in the era that we're in.
And especially since, like customers, most small business owners don't need 1,000 customers. Some small businesses can make a good living with 20 customers, depending on their business model, right, in their industry. And most small business, the average small business employer has less than 10 employees. And a large majority
right.
of those have 5 or 6 employees. It's not like you're going to hire a bunch of people over the next 5 years. Take the time to find the right one. It's you're casting a movie more than assembling a bunch of cattle, right?
Yeah, well, it's like some of these people who just keep getting married over and over again, right? And they don't pay much attention because they think, oh, another one will come along.
Uh-huh. Well, they also yeah. say it's obviously them, not me, right? that's the other
well,
thing.
Well, of course.
So I've got to go to a break in about 30 seconds. Last thoughts before we go to a break, and then we'll come back and talk about this some more.
Sure.
Go ahead. Wrap this segment up for us.
More.
Go ahead.
You've got to invest just as much time, effort, and resources into finding really great people as you do finding great customers.
Boy, that is so true. Folks, think about that. I mean, the there is a chicken and egg thing. If you need human beings to leverage your model, and I've been both places. I've been a sole all by myself, and I've had employees. But if you're at that level where you need human beings to leverage your model, that's the egg. There is no quandary. They come before the customers. If you're going to grow your business, you got to find that employee, and you got to do it methodically, professionally, and in a more sophisticated way than ever before. And we'll talk about that sophisticated way with the author of Evergreen Talent, Roberta Matchison, after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.